We're speaking today to fifth-year head coach Lawrence Graves of the South Iron Panthers girls basketball team, fresh off of a Class 1 third-place finish in the state tournament last year, and returning everyone except for one player, senior Allie Wilfong, moving on. But, hey, Coach, you still get Ashley Micken back, a freshman Michaela Ayers, now a sophomore. She was outstanding last year for you. Hannah Alexander, Jada Brooks. You know, you're big up front, and you got some good shooting guards and this and that, and you got a great point guard. So I'm sure you're probably feeling pretty good about going into the season, huh?
Yeah, there's a high expectation on this year. You know, we had a great run last year and got most of our kids back, as you said. And like I said, you know, with us having a year of experience under our belt with that core group coming back, you know, the sights have been set pretty high again this year.
Let's talk about some of those players. As I mentioned, Ashley Micken, she'll be a senior this year, and Hannah Alexander, Jada Brooks. Dara Miller also got some good playing time for you as a sophomore. So, you know, you're a young team, again, returning a lot of players. So let's talk about some of the players that you're looking forward to seeing this year.
Well, you know, Ashley, being our senior coming back, she's an All-Stater. Ashley has kind of been the cog in the wheel as far as offense goes since her freshman year. She came in as a freshman and has led our team offensively since she just came to the scene. She came in as a freshman, averaged about 15 points a game. Her sophomore year was actually her most productive year. She averaged over 20 a game. And then last year, with the addition of a couple good freshmen, she kind of stepped back, and they took some of the pressure off of her. But, you know, having her come back to lead us, obviously, is pretty exciting. She's a special kid, special player, and is a great leader. And so, you know, obviously, everything we'll do will revolve around her, and she'll kind of take the reins and lead us. Another returning starter that you mentioned was Dara Miller. She's a junior. She's also started since she's a freshman. She came on and ran the point for us last year. She slid over to more of a wing spot, and then this year she's going to be playing down low a little bit for us. And so Dara's one of those players that's, she's kind of turned into a utility player for us, but she's extremely smart. She's a very unselfish player, and so she's just going to do whatever we need her to do to have success. And pretty excited for her. Look for her to have a great year. She's going to step into a bigger offensive role, I think, for us. And so kind of looking forward to what she does as the season progresses. And then our other returning two starters are the now sophomores, Michaela Ayers and Jada Brooks. You know, last year as freshmen, we thought they had a great season. Both were all conference and all district players. Both really contributed down the stretch to help us to achieve what we did last year. And so having them back with a year of varsity experience is pretty exciting. They've both kind of taken a step forward. And I think just having that year of maturity and a year of being exposed to the varsity level will only benefit them. I think the game will seem a lot slower to them. And like I said, I hope, or we know we're going to see a lot of good things from them again this year. So outside of those four that started for us last year, we've actually picked up some players. Our depth is actually going to be better this year than it was last year. You know, obviously you can't replace an Allie Wilfong, but we do have some other girls stepping into some roles. We've got two juniors stepping up from the JV level that are really going to give us some good minutes. One is Anjanette Hampton. She's going to play a guard spot for us, and she's going to bring a high level of defense to the game for us, and you know, be a big part of what we do on the defensive end. And then Riley Masters is as another junior. She's a big body player that's physical and extremely athletic. She's going to provide us some depth in the post position. So having a couple other players. And then Hannah Alexander was our guard that came off the bench. She's coming off of an ACL injury, but like I said, she should be good to go come game time. And then Callie Miller was another player that came off the bench for us that gave us a lot of good minutes last year. And so, like I said, depth is something that we're looking forward to this year. We've not had that, and most schools don't. And so even though we lost a great player in Allie, we really like what we got coming back this year.
I do want to rewind for just a quick second. You mentioned, you know, for the freshmen having that varsity experience, and then for your team as a whole, being able to go to the state tournament and compete in that. And you wound up losing to the eventual state champion, but your girls rebounded very nicely the following day and took third place. So how much of that experience do you think is really going to aid your team this year?
Well, I think it's going to be huge. You know, we tried to set the tone for our team last year. We adjusted our schedule and put them in some positions throughout the season that would hope to prepare them for those big games down the stretch. And we did even more so this year. We picked up Parkway West, which is a Class 5 school. We're going to play Farmington this year. We picked up Neelyville, who's one of the best Class 2 schools in the state. And so really boils down to, you know, what you do before you get to the state playoffs. We really try to toughen up our schedule to where once our kids get into those tough positions that, you know, it's not the first time they've experienced that type of pressure. Obviously last year we played a lot of good schools. We played Spokane, which was a state-ranked Class 2 team, and we lost a close game to them. And, you know, we're fortunate enough to play Park Hill Central, who's got one of the best programs in the area. We got to play them twice and lost to them twice last year. But, you know, honestly, those losses were some of the best things that happened to us because, you know, it put us in a position where we had to grind out and compete for a complete game. And even though we didn't come out on the end of the win-loss column that we was hoping to, that pressure really was what we needed to learn how to handle. And I thought by the end of the season, we got where we wanted to be, where, you know, we ran into Mercer, who is obviously just a really good team. You know, their starting five were seniors, and they were loaded. And they had a really good game up there. And then we bounced back, like you said, and, you know, one game at a time for us, that's kind of our motto. We're not going to dwell on the past as far as losing. We're going to learn from it and move on. And like I thought our girls did a really good job of bouncing back and, you know, not hanging their heads because we just lost. You know, they just showed up and played their way, and we played a much better game against Prairie Home and, you know, was fortunate enough to get a win up there at Columbia.
All right, so we're speaking to fifth-year head coach of the South Iron Panthers girls basketball team, Lawrence Graves. And, Coach, I got one more question for you. So two out of the last three Valley Caledonia tournaments you have won, including last year over West County, 53-24. You're going into this Valley Caledonia tournament this year as the number one seed overall. I think you also just finished playing Alton last night. So what are you kind of looking forward to in this tournament? What do you want to see from your team as they kind of get back into the groove of things?
We know early in the season we're hoping to see some things that we can get better at. Obviously, I know there's going to be a long list of that, but you know that's really what we're looking forward for in early in the season is just try to recognize some areas of weakness, some areas that we can get polished up in a little bit, and you know, over the course of the next month and a half or so, we want to be, you know, perfecting our game. And that way, when district tournament rolls around, that we're playing as good as we are capable of playing.
All right, Coach. Well, I certainly appreciate the time, and we certainly look forward to keeping track of you and your girls basketball team this year.
Yeah, thanks, Matt. Appreciate it.
All right, that is Lawrence Graves, head coach of the South Iron Girls Panthers team and girls basketball team. And, again, they're the top seed in the Valley Caledonia tournament, which we will have coverage of beginning Wednesday on J98. And, again, our thanks to Coach for giving us a preview of the upcoming 2017-2018 season.